Are you looking for a voiceover artist in Bellingham, Washington? My guest today is Dean T. Moody. So, Dean, what do you offer to potential clients as a professional voiceover artist?
I offer my training, my experience, and my expertise in the art of voiceover to help businesses communicate. Communicate with each other in business-to-business videos, for instance. I help them communicate with their employees in such media as safety training videos, as an example. And, of course, I help companies communicate with the public, either on radio or TV, or online in a corporate or YouTube video. I really want to be your company's voice.
What do you think is the biggest mistake people make when they're trying to discover or find or choose a voiceover actor?
Well, many small companies will go to Bob in accounting and ask him to do the VO for their ads, or even their on-hold recording for when someone calls. The trouble is that Bob isn't really all that experienced in things like mic technique and doesn't know how to take direction in order to vary the mood of the read. And he's often very self-conscious of the microphone. A professional voiceover has years of practice that they can draw upon to deliver just the right tone to represent your product or service. Now, do they cost more? Sure, but that sort of investment really makes your company stand out and seem way more professional than having one of your employees do the recordings for you.
Well, it sounds like you already beat me to my next question, so we can skip that. But okay. What do you find that your clients and customers love about the type of narration or voices that you do? Or, I mean, what is your specialty and what do they love about it?
Well, I come from a stage background. I've had classes in improvisation. I can offer different ways of delivering information, different moods, different textures, different attitudes. And past clients I've had said that I'm really quite good at taking direction. I don't require a lot of explanation as to how a read should sound. If the company wants a more authoritative sound, or somebody's a little more casual, guy next door, more of a comical delivery. That's the kind of thing that I can give, an example of each of those reads. That's what I can give them so that the client can decide, what direction they'd like to take their project.
So I'm looking at your business card here, and at the bottom it says the most annoyingly versatile man in the world.
Well, that was more of a kind of a joke between myself and my first voiceover coach, Nancy Wilson out of L.A., and she just really appreciated how versatile I was. Anything she threw at me, I could give something back. So she said, "It is so annoying how versatile you are." And I laughed and I thought, "Yeah, that should make a pretty good tagline, I think, don't you think?" And when I was first starting out in the business, I stuck with that. And I said, the one thing that you like to do when you are going into a business like this is you want to stand out in some way. And to me, that tagline, every time I hand somebody my business card, they laugh. That's a plus. And if it makes me stand out and makes me more memorable, then I stick with it. However, in the course of time, I am in the process of rebranding, and we'll be doing that real soon. I'm not going to throw away the annoyingly versatile, but I think I will be using that elsewhere in my marketing processes.
Is there anything cool about you that people might be surprised to know or intrigued to learn more about?
As far as what's interesting about me personally is, I'm new to the Bellingham area. I've only been here about 3 weeks. I have lived all over the United States. I love to travel. I've actually had, one might consider, several careers in my life. I was in the Air Force for 4 years, where I was a translator for the National Security Agency. Very interesting. Got to live in Italy for a year and a half. After that, I was a projectionist in Hollywood, working at a screening facility and an independent film studio there. And I did that for a long time. And after a good amount of time, I decided to return to college and got a teaching degree. And I became an elementary school teacher and taught fourth grade for 10 years in the Seattle area. Well, that's now in the past, and now I'm looking to go into my hopefully last career of a voiceover, full-time voiceover artist.
Well, D&T Moody voice, we loved hearing you on today's show. And just wondering if people want to learn more or they want to hire you or get in touch with you, what's the best way for people to reach you?
The best way to contact me is through my email, which is dean@deantmoodyvoice.com. That's all one word, all lowercase, deantmoodyvoice.com. Otherwise, you can go to my website, www.deantmoodyvoice.com, or through my phone number, which is 206-769-2765. I can be found at Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and LinkedIn as Dean T. Moody Voice. If you go to my website, deantmoodyvoice.com, I also have demos, voice demos of commercial demos, give you an idea of the sort of thing that I can do for you. I also have character voice demos. If you are casting a video game, that would be a lot of fun to listen to. Otherwise, commercial documentary narration demos, e-learning, corporate video narration, all these sorts of things, you'll find examples that I can do there on my website. I hope you hear something you like and can use. Let me be your voice.